You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day, this is the moment, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are blessed, and I am Mika, and welcome to our time where we connect in the spirit, your faith and my faith, and we boldly rush the throne of grace, knowing, looking to our true source, hallelujah, knowing that God Almighty is our source, knowing that Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, you are our source. Alpha and Omega, you are our source, the great creator of the heavens and earth and everything in it. You, Lord God, are our source. So we're praying. That's what we're doing. We're looking to God. That's what we're doing. We're acknowledging him in all of our ways. That's what we're doing right now. We're slowing down in this moment. We're stopping in this moment. Maybe some of us were speeding up in this moment, to this moment, to cleave, to re-cleave, to reorient ourselves to God Almighty. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your forgiveness. We come as we are in this moment, Lord God. Let us not take it for granted, Lord God, and let us not be so carnally minded that we're missing this spiritual, hallelujah, opportunity in this spiritual moment of power, of renewal, of restoration, of increase, of hope, of faith. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And so, God, we say thank you for washing us. We say thank you for a purifying of us right now. Wash our minds, oh God. Hallelujah. Wash our thought process, oh God. Wash our hearts, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in us. Can we take this moment to have a little spiritual bath time? Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. Wash us, oh God, of the heaviness. Wash us of the weights that we are carrying. Hallelujah. Wash us, O God. Yes, Lord. I'm reminded in scripture how Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. Hallelujah. And Peter misunderstood the moment and until God had to correct him and teach him in the moment. And so, God, Jesus, we thank you for washing our feet as we sit, lay, prostrate at your feet. God, thank you for washing our feet. Ooh, Jesus, we say thank you. Thank you right now. The scripture that's on my spirit as entering into this hour. Hallelujah, this blessed divine hour of grace, this blessed divine hour of favor, this blessed divine hour of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is able. The scripture that came to my spirit is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. And so let's read it and let's chew on it. Let's meditate on it. Let us abide in it and by it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is what I feel the Lord. Yes, Lord. This is what I feel the Lord is speaking to us in this now. Come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find a rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to read it from the Message Bible. Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. Come on, somebody. That sounds like a little staycation situation. A little stay, a little abide situation. Yes, Lord. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Come on, somebody. Watch how I do it. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Keep company with me. Get away with me. Walk with me and work with me. Keep company with me. This sounds like a John in the Gospel of John about abiding in God. Abide, when Jesus says abide in him, right? I hear you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. In John chapter 15, abide in me and I in you. We thank you, oh God. I think for some of us, one of us, two of us, three of us, four of us, five of us, six of us, seven of us, eight of us, nine of us, 10 of us. I had to go to 10. I don't know why, but I did. All of us, some of us, any of us, I believe that this is what the Lord is saying. I believe that this may be some of our prescription, our instruction. Hallelujah. Get away with me. Walk with me and work with me. Keep company with me. Abide in me. Ooh, Jesus, let us turn. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let us turn ourselves over to God. Let us immerse ourselves in God. And if we're already, then let's go deeper. Here we are, Father God. Here we are, Lord God. Here we are to keep company with you, O God. Here we are, Heavenly Father, to abide, abiding in you, choosing to abide in you, choosing to trust you, choosing to get away with you, choosing to walk with you, choosing to agree with you. Come on, choosing to work with you. Choosing to partner with you. And in that process, hallelujah, there's a reba shandaya. There's a thing that we have to do. It's a Romans 12, 1 and 2 thing that we submit ourselves. We present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto our Father. Hallelujah. Unto God. We decrease. There's something that we do in this place. Hallelujah. In finding our life, we lose, hallelujah, ourselves in God. We decrease. That's my second time saying it. We decrease. We diminish. Hallelujah. And that means, and as we do that, that means some of our desires, hallelujah. That means some of our appetites, hallelujah. In order to walk with God and work with him, that means we gotta leave some of our ways of wanting to handle it, our ways of handling it, our ways of wanting to be in control. That means we gonna feel out of control when we give the control to God. Jesus, release Control. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, in order to walk with God. Hallelujah. Work with Him. There's some things that of us that we just have to put on the back burner, that we have to forfeit, that we have to throw into the incinerator. Come on, somebody. That's some likings. That's even some dislikings. Hallelujah. We got to let go of even the dislikings in order to walk with God, walk with me, and work with Jesus. I'm reminded, Jesus, we see Jesus having to do the same thing, hallelujah, in the Garden of Gethsemane before he goes to present himself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, as he, amen, fulfills the word. He three. Come on, somebody. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He also had to get in a posture of full submission, even when it didn't feel good, even when it was uncomfortable, even when his will rose up to try to speak something else, hallelujah, he had to have a nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. So, Father God, we say thank you. That is not about everything we like or dislike. It's not about being in control. It's not about, hallelujah, what we're even tired of and what we want to do, but it's about turning it all over to you. We turn it all over to you. We fall, Lord God, in full submission, giving you, hallelujah, giving you the matter. We give you the issue. We give you the care, the concern. We give you that which we are carrying. We give you that which we've been meditating on and rehearsing, even the wrong doings. Hallelujah, the things in the areas where we've been wronged and we've been maybe low-key worshiping, maybe low-key idolizing. We, hallelujah, we release it. We trust you in those areas, God. We give you the people. We give you our loved ones. We give you our spouse. We give you our passions, our project passions, hallelujah, our passions that we've started and don't know what's happening with it, Lord God. We give it all over to you. We give you the health issue. We give you, oh God, hallelujah, our spouses. We give you, Lord God, the place where we're waiting and praying and hoping, Lord Jesus, that you will answer and manifest in a very real way. We give it to you, oh God. We give you even the responsibility that you gave us, oh God, that we don't get ahead of you. Hallelujah. We give you our full selves. Hallelujah. We give you the pains. We give you the inconveniences. We give you the hopelessness. We give you the places, oh God, that's causing us to be angry and frustrated and fearful and anxious and depressed. We give it to you, oh God, and we wait to learn from you, oh God. We give it to you, oh God. We give it them to you, oh God. We give you him. We give you her. We give you it. We give you the financial situation, oh God. We seek, hallelujah, instruction. We We seek your wisdom, O God, on this day. We seek, hallelujah, your understanding on this day, O God. We give you our understanding. Hallelujah. We give you our lack. Hallelujah. We give you our plenty. Hallelujah. We give you our abilities. Hallelujah. We give you our inabilities. Hallelujah. That is not anything that we're standing on, O God, falsely. Reveal to us, O God, where we are standing and have exalted a thing, a person, an ability, a talent, a gift, a desire. Even a health issue that keeps us, hallelujah, keeps you from being Lord in that area. We give you the battles, hallelujah. We give you that thing in that place that's causing us to be unforgiving. Hallelujah. That we may receive forgiveness. Oh God, yes, hallelujah. The things that we've been remembering that is not healthy and not producing fruit. We give it to you, oh God. Help us in this hour, oh God. We give you the bitterness. We give you the hatred. We give you, oh God. We give it to you, hallelujah. Clean our eyes out, oh God. Help us to deal with the planks in our eyes instead of looking, Lord God, and focusing, oh God, on the speck in our neighbor's eye. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will help us. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord God, on earth, Lord God, to do your will. We're looking to you now, oh God, to pour into the dry place, the hurting place, the lacking place, the empty place, the dark place, the chaotic place, the stressful place. Ooh, thank you, Lord God. We're looking to you right now. We're looking to you right now. We give you our little, oh God. We give you our nothing, oh God. Give us eyes to see that which we may think is nothing, oh God. And you're saying, no, it's in that very place I want to do a miracle. It's in that very place I want to do a mighty thing. It's in that place. Oh, hallelujah. It's in that place I want to enlighten you. It's in that place I want to speak to you. Ah, shataba sandaya. It's in that dim place, that dark place. I want to experience. I want you to experience me. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Let us not despise the little, Lord God, that you have given us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Give us a new perspective. Yes, Lord, give us a new understanding. I'm reminded in scripture, yes, and we know how God deals with the little, hallelujah, and takes the little, yes, Lord. And so that which we think may be over or nothing and can't do anything with, even concerning ourselves, hallelujah, even as take the little bitty faith. The scripture says all we need is faith the size of a mustard seed. Ooh, I thank you, oh God, that you are a God, hallelujah, that can take, hallelujah, our nothing and do something and do the supernatural. I thank you, oh God, that where we see no way, you are the God, the only God, the only. I don't know why. The only. You're the only living God. Can we just take a moment? Can we just take a moment? You're the only living God. Ooh. that I'm so thankful that you're living. Because even in the silence of our life, in our right now, in the condition, in the situation, in the silence, you speak. Ooh, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for speaking to us. And as you speak to us, no matter how fantastical to us in this moment, matter of fact, it being so fantastical, it being so grand, so great, like, oh, I don't know, God, that because do you see what it looks like? We have all that. It just reveals, hallelujah, how we can grow in faith. That when God speaks, no matter what it looks like on any side, no matter how dead it looks, no matter how over it looks, no matter what everybody said, no matter what everybody did, no matter what everybody didn't say, no matter that God will speak that thing and we grab hold of it and say, this is the truth. I'm holding on to this. I'm listening to this truth. I'm responding to this truth. I'm reacting to this truth. Yes! So as we come to God, hallelujah, and as he tells us to learn of him, we're learning how to respond in these seasons of dryness, in these seasons of storm, in these seasons of strife, in the seasons even of hope. Come on, somebody. In the seasons of abundance. Come on, somebody. We still gotta know how to respond. We still gotta know, even in the plenty, how to react. That we don't start thinking that we better than, that we don't step out of being ungrateful. We don't step out of being humble. We don't step out of being loving. We don't step out of giving. So in all good and bad, plenty in the poor of it, abundance in the empty of it, the lack of it, no matter the light and the brightness of it, the darkness of it, the being the head of it or the tail of it, doesn't matter. Teach us how to respond. Teach us how to react. Teach us how to pray. Teach us what to think and how to think. Teach us how to be in faith. Teach us how to walk by faith. Teach us how to be slow to speak. Teach us how to be quick to listen. Teach us how to be selfless. Teach us how to empty ourselves so that you can fill us up with you. Teach us how to be forgiving. Teach us how to speak to those things that are not as though they are. Teach us. Oh God. Teach us. Teach us. Teach us. Teach us, oh God. Even teach us how to worship. Even the most professional of us on this earth of worshiping. Now, teach us. What if there's a new way God wants you, I, we, to worship? Teach us. Teach us how to love you, oh God, with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. Teach us how to be obedient. Teach us how to submit. Teach us how to let go. Teach us, Lord. Teach us even how to tithe. Teach us how to give. Teach us, Lord God, how to love according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Love. Ooh. So let's just read it because somebody, maybe just me, because everybody else got it, okay? I don't know. Maybe. Teach us how to love. Somebody say, what is love? Mm-hmm. Listen, the King James says, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I need to calm down a little bit, y'all, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Charity suffereth long. This is King James. And is kind. Charity or love envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. It beareth all things, believeth all things, hope all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. Let's read a different version. Teach us, oh God. Teach us how to love. How about this one? Teach us how to repent. And repent is, even as I'm pulling it up, in the Greek, metanoia, to rethink our thinking. Teach us to rethink our thinking. Ah! Rethink. How do we need to rethink our thinking? Oh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. How are we thinking out of trauma? How are we thinking out of hurt? How are you revealed to us? Are these thoughts out of hurt? Are these thoughts out of betrayal? Are these thoughts out of rejection? Are these thoughts in this way of thinking out of a place of lack? Are these thoughts in this way of thinking out of a place of being let down, of being abandoned, of being traumatized, of being, hallelujah, dismissed, or even of falsely, like false hope, meaning that are these thoughts in this way of thinking built on and predicated on people, either people pleasing or and people pleasing me, and people giving me accolades, and people giving me praise? Am I standing on that? So let us, Lord, teach us, teach us, teach us, teach us, teach us. Ah, Chateau. Teach us. Hold on. Okay, so the message Bible says, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for itself. Ooh, we can stop right there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We can stop right there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We can stop right there. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We can stop right there. Why? Because on this earth, it's all about self. Ah, shut up! But not in the kingdom. Not walking. What did the Holy Spirit say earlier? What did the Holy Spirit say earlier? Walk with me. Work with me. What did the Holy Spirit say? We got to lose self. Love cares more for others than for self. But I want to also add this little in, that love is wisdom. Love is discernment. So we know how close, amen, to put somebody in, how boundaries, and that love is not foolish. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Ooh. Ooh. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. It doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. Isn't always me first. Ooh, Jesus! Let's get uncomfortable. Let's get uncomfortable in this love walk, in this love faith walk, in this faith love walk. It doesn't fly off the handle. Ay, ay, ay. It doesn't keep score of sins of others. Another version says it doesn't keep record of others' wrongdoings. I hear somebody saying, yeah, I forget, but I don't forget. Ooh. How about we just bring that? How about we bring us and all of that to God and let him wash us and marinate us and massage us until we come into her? Until we come into her. Until we come into her. Ah, Jesus! Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Somebody say, let go. Let go. Let go. I'm talking to me. Sorry, I had to say it a couple times for me. Let go. Love doesn't revel when others grovel. It takes love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth. It puts up with anything. Ay, ay, ay. It puts up with anything. Ah, come on, somebody say, be patient. That word. Patient. Oh, God. Be patient. Be patient with someone else's growth and their process of growth. Be patient with our own process of growth. Love, trust God always. It always looks for the best. Never looks back. Ayashanda. It never looks back. It never looks back. Maybe some of our problems because we keep looking back and rehearsing and going around the same mountain. Stop looking back. Let's look to God. Let's practice looking to God. Let's practice looking to what he's showing us, looking ahead. His word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. That means one little bitty step sometimes at a time. But let us look forward. Ooh, even as I said that, it says, but love keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Love never fails. So teach us this love, this 1 Corinthians 13 love, that as I'm in this place, meditating on this place, learning in this place, growing in this place, that even 6 months from now, I look more like 1 Corinthians 13 love than I did before. Come on, somebody. I'm reminded of Jesus. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. I didn't hear, I don't read Jesus saying, I'll forgive you, but I'm not forgetting this. Hallelujah. I see Jesus loving Peter. He says, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Love, even on the cross, we see the love that is not keeping score of the sins of others. Jesus says, forgive them, Father. Ah, for they know not. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we can grow. I can grow. Somebody say, I can grow in this area. I can afford. Come on, how about that one? How about that one? I can afford to grow in this area. I can afford to get rich in this 1 Corinthians chapter 13 type of loving. Let's read the Amplified, because we need to spend time. This it's the Holy Spirit having us spend time here. Whew, Jesus. Let's get rich. Let's increase. Come on, y'all. Let's get rich and increase, amen, and prosper in love. In loving God with all of our heart. In loving our neighbor. Love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. Ah! Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, oh, he's dealing with Mika today. He's dealing with Mega today. Come on, y'all. The truth, the truth will cut and remove some things, and you have a reaction. That's my It does not take into account a wrong endured. Ooh. What's in our heavenly, what's in our accounts? What's in our bank accounts? Our spiritual bank accounts? What's in our emotional bank account? What's in our relational account? What's in our love account? Are we deficient? Are we in the negative? Hello? 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 What is our account? What is our love account? We care so much about our earthly, which is nothing that, I mean, you know, it's nice we have a hearty bank account on this earth in the finances. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for blessing our bank accounts, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for increasing those areas that we could be, for blessing us, that we'll be a blessing. But, and also, not but, and also, let's examine our love accounts. Let's examine our patient accounts. Let's examine our joy accounts. Are we making deposits and hallelujah? Becoming richer and richer and richer in these areas. All right, so what? It's not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked, nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. It does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. When it prevails, meaning it will prevail, it is prevailing. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes. It believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. Endures all things without weakening. Love never fails and never fades nor ends. I just want to read verse 7 one more time. Love bears all things regardless of what comes. Believes all things, looking for the best in each one. Hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. That's where the difficult times, the difficult, the dark is where we see where our faith, the condition in the of our faith is exposed and revealed to us. It endures all things without weakening. Help us, Lord God. Help us to love. Help us to bear all things. Help us, oh God, and to believe all things, and deliver us from any unbelief, oh God. Deliver us from any doubt, Lord God. Deliver us from any strife, oh God. Deliver us from arguing, oh God. Deliver us, hallelujah, from complaining, oh God. Deliver us from being ungrateful, oh God. Help us to hope. Teach us to hope in all things, Lord God. Help us in those places of being discouraged, oh God, or saddened, oh God. Refocus us on you, oh God, that we may remain steadfast during the difficult times, oh God. Help us to teach us to endure all things. Thank you for our grace to endure, oh God, without weakening. That as we endure and as we wait, we're getting stronger. As we wait on you, we're getting stronger, oh God. And our strength is being renewed, oh God. We're mounting up on wings of eagles. We're running. We're finding ourselves running and not weary, walking and not fainting. We thank you, oh God. So today, God, I said thank you. Thank you that as you're teaching us how to love, thank you for loving on us. Thank you for loving on us in this hour. Thank you for loving on us in this season. Thank you for loving on us in this day. Thank you for loving us on us in this week, oh God, as that we are approaching in the weekend, oh God, even if we don't feel it. The truth is, you're loving on us, and we don't understand your ways, O God. But may we just trust in the knowing that you love us, even when it feels like that you don't. The truth is, that's the enemy. The truth is, you love us. May your love, Lord God, be tangible to us. May we be able to touch your love, taste your love, see your love, experience your love, even through relationships, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for divine connections. Thank you, Lord God, for divinely intervening. Thank you, oh God, for divinely working on our behalf. Thank you for fighting on our behalf. Thank you for defending us. Thank you for avenging us, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing us in this place. Thank you, O God, for answering us. Thank you for moving, O God, and doing by your miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, O God, hallelujah, that with you all things are possible. And so, God, I thank you that for everyone under the sound of my voice, I thank you for how you're intimately moving in their lives. You know their specifics. You know the details of it, Lord God. You have it already figured out before they were even met with the situation, met with the problem, met with the concern, met with the issue, met with even the problems, quote unquote problems that come with success. You already know. You already knew. So, Father God, I thank you that help us to see some of these places are invitations of faith. Invitations, Lord God, by you and from you to walk in faith, to get to know you and see what you are able to do. Father God, today, in this moment, we choose to believe. Today, in this moment, we say yes. Today, in this moment, we choose to trust. Today, in this moment, we look to you. Today, in this moment, we choose to say we're waiting on you. Today, in this moment, we choose to remain steadfast. Today, in this moment, we're saying we're not giving up and we're going to continue going, continue moving forward. Today, in this moment, we're saying yes to the faith project, yes to the faith move, yes to the faith leap, yes to the faith walk. We're saying yes, oh God, yes to submitting ourselves to you, resisting the devil and seeing the devil flee in our lives. We're saying yes, oh God, to the victory. We're saying yes, hallelujah, that we are healed. And somebody said that I am healed. We're saying yes to it working in our favor. We're saying yes, oh God, to doing it your way and not ours. We're saying yes to being silent and letting you speak on our behalf. We're saying yes, oh God. Yes. Yes. Whatever that yes may mean in whatever area of our life, we're saying yes to you in Jesus' name. Listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And we're not going to stop praying. We're not giving up. Hallelujah. I'll see you back next Thursday in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And may God bless you richly, mind, body, and soul in Jesus' name. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.